My name is Melanie Williams, and I'm the executive director for the Montana chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. And one of my roles is to make sure that those living with dementia or even caregivers in our state receive support and resources when they need them in their journey. It's very difficult in our rural state to receive resources within our community, but the Alzheimer's Association has made advances in this area so that folks can receive these resources even in our most rural places. One of the best resources we have is our helpline number. It's staffed with master level clinicians who are available 24/7. They can be reached in the middle of the night when a crisis is happening, or during the day if somebody's just wanting general disease education. They can connect folks to virtual support groups or virtual education programs, but that might not be for everybody. We also across the state have many highly trained volunteer educators who are willing to come to church groups or other social groups within communities and provide education, anything from disease education to how to communicate with those living with the disease, how to understand their behaviors and what the person living with dementia is trying to tell us through their behaviors. Also some financial planning, which can be very important on this journey. Along with that, we have our website, which is full of information. There are on-demand classes that people can go through at their own pace. There's also just a lot of very interesting articles that talk a little bit more about the disease and advances that are being made in research right now. Part of the challenge of dementia is just understanding what's happening in the person's mind. And I think the more we understand about what's happening in their brain, the better equipped we are to help them each day and to also keep our stress level at bay. Caregiving can be very, very stressful when you're caregiving for somebody with dementia. And so it's important that we also take care of our own health, that we get rest for ourselves, and also find ways to interact that bring joy still with a person that's living the disease. Beyond that, the Alzheimer's Association right now is really focused on risk reduction and lifestyle interventions. As I mentioned earlier, it's hard in Montana to find even a diagnosis, let alone treatment options. But there is so much hope in the research now showing that lifestyle interventions can make a huge change. In fact, the change in lifestyle can be more significant than any treatment that's been approved by the FDA. So things like walking regularly, getting exercise of some form, eating whole foods and eating healthy foods, socializing, getting your sleep, making sure that you're managing your diabetes and blood pressure, challenging your brain, all of those can help actually slow the progression of the disease. Or if somebody is at risk and they haven't developed dementia yet, it can actually prolong the onset of dementia. So those are some of the lifestyle changes that we're really promoting right now to keep our rural communities healthy. We're also looking at early diagnosis, because the earlier somebody is diagnosed, the sooner these lifestyles in place or seek treatment if that's something they want to do. They might have to travel outside of the state for that, but that is still an option. So with early diagnosis, a lot of planning can happen. A lot of decisions can be made. As I mentioned, financial planning is very important. Also, some legal planning should happen in the early stages. And the person living with the disease still has a voice. They can still talk about their wishes and what they want. And if they are willing to try some of these lifestyle interventions, they could stay in these early stages for a long time and still enjoy quality of life, still interact with friends and family, still go to birthday parties, to barbecues, whatever it might be. So early diagnosis is definitely something we want to look into, because it's not something that we just have to throw up our hands and live with. It's something that we can take some control over.